Yes?
Senator Dirksen, 2191.
All right, hold on, thank you.
Thank you. Just a moment, sir.
Everett, two things. These investigations in the House and Senate on this Dallas affair, Hoover's a little concerned about reflecting on him. He's making a very full report on it. The Attorney General's getting an inquiry, state inquiry. He's a very young and able and effective man. And we don't want to, we've got some international complications that could come up to us if we're not very careful. So we've been trying to figure out how we could best handle this thing, and seems to us we might ask a member of the court, might even ask Alan Dulles, might ask a couple of members of the House, a couple of the Senate, and wrap up the three divisions of government, so we'd have a very high caliber, top flight, blue ribbon group that the whole world would have absolute confidence in.
Yeah.
I've talked to Mansfield and the speaker, and that appeals to them. I think that appeals to Hoover. I think it appeals to the Justice Department and the Secretary of State. I wanted to see what reaction you had.
See, this started when Eastland came over to my office the other afternoon. Yeah. And he wanted to get this.
Incidentally, I talked to him too, and he said.
Did you talk to him?
Yeah, and he said it's agreeable to him.
Okay.
He's got a state's rights problem there. If he goes to sending investigations down into Texas, they may be going into Jackson, you know.
Yeah.
Vice versa.
Yeah, I undertook this only because Jim initiated it.
Yeah.
I talked to McClellan and Sam Irwin and others.
I indicated to Dick Russell, too, and he kind of thought it would be bad for just the Senate committee and the House committee and all of them be running over the lot. So if it's all
much
right,
better, it can be buttoned up. In.
We have a request from the Attorney General that, in view of the heavy mail that Ms. Kennedy will get, that the ordinary $10,000 that the President's wife gets for the purpose of answering mail be increased to 50 for the first year.
Yeah.
Mike says he co-sponsored that if you'd go along with it.
I will.
And that'll be fine.
Okay.
Now, let me see. I want to talk to you and Charlie in the next day or two about how in the world we're going to get some little action between now and time we go home. If we don't, why, we're going to get a bad press.
Yeah.
We just, the people, we've got to get our appropriations out, but we ought to make some progress. Now, Harry Byrd's very interested in seeing what this budget be before he reports this tax bill out. I've talked to Eisenhower and Bob Anderson and them in some detail about that.
Yeah.
I want to talk to you about it. I've already doing everything that I humanly can to keep that within bounds, and I'll be in a position to give you some estimates, but I hope you all be in a position to close those hearings when it's tentatively planned to close them, whenever it was. When was it, 6?
Well, originally it was the 17th, but we pushed it back to the 6 or 7.
6, I think.
Yeah.
Then maybe you could get your report written and get it on the calendar as a minimum, because Everett, what do I think about? We can pass the tax bill in a week, although it's complicated when it just took 5 days last year with all the difficulties, but after we get it out. But the civil rights are going to take so damn much longer time. And, they got the McGregor Burns and the rest of them riding about the Congress, and whatever else we say, we do have a good many more appropriation bills up there in December than we've had before. And there is some merit to some of the things they're saying. My life's the hell, as I said the other day, but I do think that if we could, we ought to show some evidences of progress, and you'd be thinking about how you can help us get that tax bill out. I don't want to rush them, don't want to change the procedures, as I indicated in my message. I don't want to try to blast anybody out of anything, but if he's going to finish at 6 anyway, let's just work some people a few nights up there writing this report and get it out there on the calendar, and It'd be a wonderful thing if we passed that. Every businessman I've talked to since I've been in here, from the tops on down. Bob Anderson says every one of them are waiting to see whether they're really going to pass one. If they are, why, it's going to mean a lot to them. And that market went up the other day because they thought that we were going to be stable with business, because they think we're going to be frugal. But you got to help me, my friend.
Well, I'll be back here Monday.
Okay.
And I'll talk to Harry.
And you give some thought to it now. Let's try to get that tax bill out. House passed it, and we've been on it 1 year, 11 months. And if Congress is to function at all and can't pass the tax bill between January and January, well, we're in a hell of a shape.
Yeah.
And you know that they've had enough hearings on that thing. If they finish the mistakes, they ought to write a report in a week, and you ought to pass it in a week.
Yeah. But
then they'd all know it's effective January the 1st, and every businessman in this country would have some confidence, and you'd probably pick up a bunch of Senate seats because you're running the Senate like I ran it. You're being pretty patriotic, and you cooperate.
Yeah, the markup is going to take a little time, I think.
The what?
The markup.
Well,
they
can do that in a week. They marked up the other one in 5 days. A hell of a lot more complicated, Treasury tells me. If they can do the other one in 5 days, give them 7 on this one. So that'd be the 13th. And you could have the damn thing passed by. We don't need to go home Christmas Eve, 22nd.
Yeah.
And you'd have 10 days to pass it. Now, Albert Gore's got a deal there. He wants to do this and that, but we could table those amendments, Hayes, and we've got an obligation to the Congress, and we just got to show that they can do something, because we can't pass civil rights. We know that.
Well, let me talk to Harry and John Williams when I get back.